are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Mark from Riverside writes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm 42 years old and was adopted. If I don't know my family history, what should I have the doctor order? All right, that's a great question. I didn't realize how many of you guys are adopted, or you don't know who your father is, or your mother, somebody else raised you. That's a great question, because I keep yelling at you guys about family history, and if you have a family history of gastric cancer or GI cancer, go and see the GI doctor early. If there's a family history of heart disease, you need to, you know, check in with the cardiologist. You know, don't just, hope that the EKG tells it all. But what happens if you have no idea what your family history is? Okay, you have no idea. Now, some data banks, let's say if you were adopted, some will hold the medical information of the adopted parents. The problem is if the adopted parents were young and didn't really have any medical issues, and then by the time they were in their 40s and 50s had heart disease, if they don't go back and update with the adoption registry, you don't know. Now, from what I'm understanding, more of these companies are trying to promote where if you did give up a child for adoption, you give your current information. Well, I had a breast biopsy, I had a hemorrhoid flare-up, whatever. Okay, so that if the child later chooses to research, they have that data. It doesn't reveal your identity. It's just, you know, I'm updating my medical list. You know, I think you could check off the box heart disease, thyroid disease, osteoporosis, etc. So the adopted kid has an idea. But for the most part, 90-some percent of you guys know. You have no idea. Also, what about those of you whose parents didn't believe in discussing their medical issues or didn't go to the doctor, okay? That was my situation for years. When I was going through my cancer scares, I kept being asked, okay, you know, who has breast cancer in the family? Well, the answer was, I don't know, because nobody gets checked. All right. You know, we usually die when we're pretty messed up and have multiple cancers or heart disease, etc. So this really applies to any of you, whether you've been adopted or whether you have a family that, you know, culturally, that's just not what they do. They just don't talk about their medical issues, or they don't go to the doctor, you know, or just, you know, some of your family members just don't like going to the doctor and they don't, you know, or they have a condition and they don't want to admit it. What do you do then? Well, what I do is your having a family history is important, but I usually assume that everybody kind of has some sort of a family history because of that. Okay? With me, I told my doctor, assume somebody in my family has breast cancer. Just assume it. Because nobody gets mammograms, nobody wants to. Assume I'm genetically inclined for it. Now, what are you going to do, doc? And I'm glad, because it turned out I did have an early problem. We got it fixed, thank God. All right. And then when I finally dragged one of my family members into the mammogram room, she got her mammogram done. We actually found breast cancer with her. Was able to, thank God, knock it out of the ballpark with the help of God. So, you know, I would probably, if you come from an adopted family or you don't know your family history, just assume there is heart disease. Why not? Okay. Get a cholesterol check. Get an EKG. Remember, you already should probably be evaluated if you're over 40 as a male, 50 as a female anyway. Okay? I would just assume there is. Okay? If there's colon cancer in the family, gastric cancer, but if there isn't, well, assume there is. Eat right. Okay? Make sure you're taking in your fiber. And by the age of 40, start having checks, all right, evaluations to check for blood in the stool. You know, some of these specialists will see you and tell you, look, I don't know my family history. I was adopted. So I have no idea if I should start being screened in my 40s or 50s. And then he may go, well, are you having changes in your stool? Have you ever had any bleeding, hemorrhoids, etc.? You may qualify for a scope, and then you could get scoped. So osteoporosis, assume your bones will thin. So make sure you're getting good exercise. Make sure you're getting your calcium in, your vitamin D, and then get your DEXA scan. So your being adopted should not put you that much at a disadvantage, because doctors should assume there could be something kooky. Now, what if you had a very rare blood disorder in the family, or hereditary hemochromatosis, etc. You can't just go and screen for everything, but many regular blood tests will tune the doctor in to do further screening tests. Like, for example, okay, hereditary hemochromatosis is a hereditary disease where you just have too much iron in the body, too much iron buildup. It could cause heart failure, cause liver disease, etc. So let's say I just see you for the first time. You're adopted. Hi, Joe. Nice to meet you. I'm Dr. Dahlia. What do you want? Well, I'm 40 years old. I want a basic blood panel, diabetes, high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, etc. So when I run a basic blood panel, it's going to have a blood count. It's going to have a liver panel, renal, etc. Well, let's say your liver enzymes are off a little bit. Well, if your liver enzymes are off, I immediately recheck them in case it's a fluke or a false positive. I'll check you for hepatitis. I'll run a hepatitis panel. I'll also run something called a ferritin. And a ferritin, if that's high, it could signify high iron in the blood. Then I turn around and do a hereditary hemochromatosis. Now, I'm not saying we will always catch something genetic, okay, just by your routine screen. But let's say your blood count's a little off and you have something called a bandemia, where one of your white blood cells is higher than the other levels. And even though your normal count is low, normal, you usually give off more than one, you know, than the other. Well, then we'll probably have a hematologist take a peek. You tell the hematologist you don't know your history. He's going to probably do a screen for blood cancer. So, I mean, you know, we got to be careful, because with Obamacare, we really can't do a lot. We really need to start cutting back on the tests we run. But I don't want you to worry. Just because we don't know your history, you're walking around like a time bomb. Okay, aneurysm. Some of you are like, but wait a second. Okay, what about aneurysm? How do you screen for an aneurysm? Well, we don't see aneurysms a lot, but let's say you're getting headaches. Okay, now an aneurysm is where the blood vessel starts to poof out and starts to balloon out and then can later pop. Well, let's say you start having headaches. Well, many people that have headaches, chronic headaches, may be evaluated by a neurologist or get a head scan. So when you get the head scan, that'll look for an aneurysm. Abdominal aneurysm at a young age. Again, that's a little bit more difficult, but still a doctor may be able to find it on physical exam. You know, an ultrasound of the abdomen will also coincidentally look at the aorta. So what I'm telling you is most diseases will be possibly picked up at some level by the start of routine screens. Just get your regular physicals. Okay, don't go away. Is balding a risk factor for heart disease, and why? 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available, and a taste absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way: the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Talk Superstation, XM Satellite, Premier Radio Networks, as well as all our affiliates out there. Freeze Dry Guy, big thanks to them for sponsoring this segment of the show. Please check out their April specials. It's never too early to get prepared, and their food tastes great. Great prices as well. So, balding men have now another thing to worry about. Okay, now remember we talked about how balding men before the age of 30 could be at risk for prostate cancer? Now they're saying at any age, if you start to bald at the crown or the back of the head, you could be at higher risk for having a heart attack, almost 32% more likely than those who don't have, who have not lost their hair. Now, Japanese researchers, according to this study, now I thought there was also a British study, but they're saying Japanese researchers found that men who suffered hair loss from both the front and the crowns of their head had a 69% higher risk of non-fatal heart attack compared to those with a full head of hair. Now, you have the vertex baldness, which is the crown, top of the hair loss, and then you have receding hairlines. Receding hairlines seem to have less risk. All right. Now, why? Why would baldness, okay, link to, hair loss? Well, I mean, maybe there's a link with insulin sensitivity and insulin resistance. Maybe there's a link with testosterone. It's interesting. I don't think we really know what causes baldness except some genetic factors. Some people will be saying, oh, well, thyroid. Yeah, but, you know, low thyroid doesn't make you completely bald with men with this vertex baldness. Yeah, we'll see people with hair loss, okay, and maybe severe thyroid. But for those of you with some mild low thyroid, no. No. So anyway, Dr. Yamada decides to take a closer look at possible connections between baldness and heart disease. His colleagues poured through the medical literature searching for studies on hair loss and cardiovascular disease. They found 6 large studies. They pulled the data to come up with a bigger study known as a meta-analysis that included a total of close to 37,000 men. That's what researchers do. They pull all these other studies together, and then they make a study out of that. No, they're not being slackers. I mean, you know, think about it. If you have all these different studies, you could pull some studies together and then glean information from that. You know, like the Women's Health Initiative, for, you know, that was a study that looked at a variety of things. But then when you look back and you go, well, that's interesting, because you could see these women not so much from a hormone standpoint. What about these women taking vitamins or calcium, et cetera? So you could always pull stuff and reuse and recycle studies. We recycle studies all the time. The study found that not only an increased risk of heart disease in older men, but also in men younger than 60. Among those men, baldness raised the risk of heart attack by a full 44%. Again, still nobody knows why. Now, Dr. Greg Fonerow, who's a professor of cardiovascular medicine at UCLA, says whether you wear a toupee or use minoxidil, like Propecia, it's not going to lower your heart disease risk. They say the real issue is not baldness having a direct effect of the heart, but that it's a warning of possible heart disease. So maybe people who are more prone to heart disease will be more likely to lose their hair. Who knows? Okay, I mean, I do notice that many people that are bald, they have that little diagonal crease in their earlobe. It's called Frank sign. And that little diagonal crease in that earlobe, Frank sign, could insinuate you have high cholesterol or you're starting heart disease. Well, many bald men have that. So, you know, it kind of makes you wonder, okay? You know, or is it just now, you know, just related? I mean, we like to look at, you know, doctors, especially me, love to be able to look at you and figure out what's going on. I hate the idea that we have to order expensive tests over and over and over again to figure out, you know, what's wrong with you. I don't like that idea. I mean, I think I'm pretty damn good. I should be able to look at your tongue, look at your nails, and get an idea of what's going on. I really dig that kind of medicine. We were talking about in the earlier hour nails, okay, and how we may be able to diagnose certain diseases based on your nails. So, like, for example, if you have yellow under the nails, yeah, that could be nail fungus, but it could also signify diabetes. If your nail beds are kind of deeply red, that could signify heart disease. If your nail beds are kind of white, kind of pale, it could be iron deficiency or anemia. If you have black streaks under your nails or a black spot, that could be a melanoma. Got to get it biopsied. If your nails are kind of bluish, kind of a bluish tinge, it could mean you're lacking oxygen. Okay, it could mean you have a cardiopulmonary disease. So I love the idea of being able to look at nails. Lines, like white lines, could be a mineral deficiency. It could also be trauma to the nail bed. So, you know, many of you ask about the ridges. Again, ridges could also be anemia, could be diabetes. Thyroid can cause brittle nails, concavity of nails, lupus with certain blood vessels in the edges of the nail. So, you know, there's a variety of little clues that we could take in. So somebody being bald doesn't mean, no, you have to have a multi-$1,000 workup for the heart, but it should kind of tell the doctor, look, don't ignore the heart. Just like when we talked about erectile dysfunction and you needing Viagra. All right, I didn't want to worry you all saying many of you could have heart disease, but I wanted to bring attention to the fact that if you're having some trouble with your blood vessels down, you know, near the penis, you could be having those same problems with vessels by the heart. You know, many of us think that if we have a problem, it hits one body part and that's it. And we need to sometimes stop, think laterally and think globally and realize if you're having a problem in one area, are you going to have a problem elsewhere? Okay, if you always have enlarged tonsils, are you going to have enlarged lymph nodes? Why just the tonsils? If you have erectile dysfunction, difficulty maintaining an erection, blood flow issues with the penis, are you having blood flow issues with the heart? Right? You know, are things related? And I think in medicine they are. And I think we need to look at the person as a whole body. So in terms of this baldness issue, I don't think baldness is a risk factor. Remember we talked about how even short stature, men who were short, were more inclined to have heart disease. The reason why I'm not going to list those as a cardiac risk factor is because these were associations. They looked at people, coincidentally, they were bald. Those groups of people seem to have a little bit more incidence of heart disease. Could they be directly related? Hell yeah. But could they not? Yeah. You know, just because they looked at a bunch of studies, six studies, and found bald people appeared to seem to coincidentally have more heart attack doesn't necessarily mean baldness causes heart attack. It means they need to investigate it more. And that's what they need to do. Now, we've reviewed cardiac risk factors. If you're a male over 40, female over 50, if you smoke, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, those could all put you at risk for heart disease. If you have a family history of heart disease, if somebody in your family had a heart attack, that could count as a risk factor. If you had heart disease, again, that's a risk factor. So those things are risk factors, all right? Being bald, short stature, not yet. But should your doctor make sure you at least get a workup every now and then? Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely. You should be just watched a little closer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, lawmakers are urging the FDA to block generic companies from making crushable OxyContin. And for those of you familiar with OxyContin, it is extremely addictive. In fact, 16,000 people die a year overdosing on prescription pain pills each year. Now, 2 years ago, the makers of OxyContin voluntarily replaced their old formulation with non-crushable pills to make it impossible for addicts to start snorting them or injecting them. They say as a result, tampering or abuse of those drugs decreased dramatically, which is good, okay? Because if they're hard to crush, they're hard to crush. Now, I guess they want to make sure that the generics will make the form that you can't crush. Apparently, there's a bill called Stop the Tampering of Prescription Pills called Stop Up Up with two P's. So Stop Up Up Act. And it would prohibit only old formula opioid from entering the market if the FDA has approved tamper-proof version of the therapy. Because some of you guys are getting your medicines elsewhere and importing them. And no. It's ridiculous because this really messes it up for those of you who are innocently taking the medicines because you've had an amputation or have had cancer or have chronic back disease. Just because these idiots started snorting them and injecting them, it just screws it for everybody else. Anyway, we do still have huge issues with doctor shopping and prescription fraud. I can't tell you how many patients will say, oh, the doctor didn't give me medicine, and I'm looking right there at the note saying, yes, he did. I mean, you can't do that. It's a felony. It's a felony. But tampering with prescriptions, from what I understand, is also a crime, too. So I don't know who catches you, though, but from what I understand, it's still a crime. So we'll keep you posted on this. But I like the idea that they're making tamper-proof medications because then we have to, although, of course, be concerned about pricing, okay, because I don't want, you know, this type of formulation to increase pricing. But if it doesn't, now that then hopefully will stop tampering and allow people who need it. When we come back from break, we're going to be talking about the new Connecticut gun measure. What does that include in the wake of the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com.
or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are bad to the bone. Not in terms of a bad show, we are just cool bad. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it looks like the Connecticut governor has signed sweeping gun measure legislation. Governor Daniel Malloy on Thursday signed what advocacy groups, according to CNN, call the strongest and most comprehensive gun legislation in the nation. The new law bans some weapons as well as the sale or purchase of high-capacity magazines like those used in the Newtown shooting in December that left 20 children and 6 adults dead. It also requires background checks for all gun purchases. He says, this is a profoundly emotional day. I think for everyone in this room, we have come together in a way, he says, that relatively few places in our nation have demonstrated an ability to do so. But today, he says, does not mark an end to our efforts to combat gun violence. From what we understand, Connecticut has become the third state to pass such tough measures since the December shooting. I guess New York and Colorado has also passed gun control legislation limiting magazine capacity. Now, from what we understand, similar legislation has been stalled in Congress despite overwhelming support. And I know some of you have been asked, Dahlia, I don't get it. Okay, we're talking about magazines. We're talking about assault rifles. And, I mean, I hear you. Okay, when you look at this, it does. At the outset, it just makes sense. It does, on the outset, okay? But it all depends on how you look at this, okay? Most of us don't want our kids, I think I could assume all of us, don't want our kids shot up, okay? We want to limit the guns being in the wrong hands of people. We want to make sure there's better background checks, okay? Where there's opposition, because some of you just can't understand who the hell would oppose restricting bad guys from getting guns. The reason why there's opposition is because, you know, and the reason why people want to be able to get magazines and get, you know, the amount of ammunition they want is because of the whole reason why the Second Amendment was put into place. It's so we could protect ourselves against a tyrant government or somebody that knocks out our government and goes after us. We need to be able to have our own weapons. Now, many of you think that's obsolete, right? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, come on. That was back in the 1700s and the revolution. The British are not coming. We're not talking about the British, okay? When that was, when the Second Amendment was ratified, it was to ensure that if the government decided to turn on us, okay, we could protect our homes, we could protect our family. Some of you thinking that this is obsolete and we do not need to defend ourselves anymore are dead wrong. Okay, there is some kooky stuff always being planning around us. We have terrorists, we have North Korea that wants to nuke us, right? And then every now and then our government does something that makes you scratch your head and go, huh? Okay, yes, we live in America. We live in one of the most amazing countries in the world, but most democracies don't last as long as ours. And it has been predicted that our democracy will eventually fail as our country gets so dependent on the government giving us handouts. And as the government is able to buy us with the treasury, it become more powerful. And the government can start controlling more of the economy, more of our health care. Now, I'm not saying Obama or Hillary Clinton later are going to, go after us militarily wise, but many dictators prior to them taking over disarmed people. Do we have to go back to pre-Nazi history, pre-Nazi Germany? Okay? My family lost their weapons prior to them getting killed. So, you know, when, you know, some of you are going, but I don't understand. Why can't we just have a handgun? Why do people need to have assault rifles and magazines? It all depends on what situation we could be facing in the future. Okay, just because everything is fine and dandy now doesn't mean it's going to be tomorrow. That's why I always tell you to prepare. Freeze-dry guy, having waters, make sure you have, you know, medicines at your house, make sure you have a generator. You don't know. Right? What if there is a, let's say, Armageddon, or let's say we have, I don't know, an asteroid hit us, okay? You know, when we were discussing our emergency kits, what do you have in your emergency kits? When I think it was a couple years ago, okay? The number one thing most of you guys said you had in your emergency kit was your weapon, because people go crazy. When there's looting, there's riots, there's rapes, there's stealing, there's killing. And so I was expecting you guys to say, all right, well, I got some Band-Aids, and maybe I got some Bactine, and a microbial spray, and I have my, stool softeners because I want to make sure I can still poop just in case I need to run somewhere. No, you guys weren't talking about food, water, and all that. The number one thing you guys said you had was a weapon. And I get that. I get you. I understand. But a handgun, right, that, you know, can maybe hold six rounds, not enough if things hit the fan. That's why people who prepare, okay, you know, have magazines and assault rifles. Now, of course, this makes the whole topic very sticky, okay? Adam Lanza's mother apparently was somebody who wanted to prepare. And I guess she went to the gun range, and she was pretty adept at, you know, using her gun from what we understand. But the son stole the gun and used it to kill other people. No wonder states want gun control. This is something we predicted would happen. We know. We know that the government, we know that, you know, now, I do feel better that it's state government as opposed to federal. I feel a little bit better, But I'm still very, very nervous about any form of gun control. Another thing people worry about is if the government can already, you know, put restrictions on one sort of firearm, how easy it is for them to go down the line. And then are we going to lose our shotguns? Are we going to lose our amounts of round for our regular handgun, our Beretta, our Glock, whatever? Okay? You know, and so, you know, for I hope that kind of, you know, clears things up. You know, I don't know what's going on in everybody's mind, but my guess is the huge opponents of this gun control legislation has nothing to do with, you know, wanting us to be able to, you know, shoot things up like we want to. It's so we have our own protection. We have our own little arsenal. And for many of us, that's extremely important, just as important as having food, having water, having medicines, having a warm bed to sleep in. Okay? Now, according to this this law, nobody's going to be taking the guns away. Okay? From what we understand, the Connecticut measure adds more than 100 guns to the state's list of banned assault weapons, limits the capacity of ammunition magazines to 10 rounds, and bans armor-piercing bullets. Okay, the new law allows current owners of magazines that can hold more than 10 rounds to keep them. It requires those people to register the magazines with the state and forbids owners from loading them with more than 10 rounds outside their homes or while at a gun range. Now, some of you are concerned about the privacy issue. Do you have to register your magazines with the state? Does the government now know who has the guns? And if the government wants to take away the guns, or do they now have a registry? Okay, also, this registry, okay, if it gets into the wrong hands, you can now that people know you have the rare guns and extra magazines, are you going to be a target for people that want to steal the guns? This is why there's the opposition, okay? Nobody wants our kids shot. Nobody does. Many of us think that people having multiple assault rifles could make it easier for somebody to break in and the assault rifles get into the wrong hands. I get that. But having a registry and you registering, now, you registering that you have a gun, most people have guns, so that doesn't, I have no problem registering for CCW. I know it's in a database. Fine, okay? You know, but most people have guns, so I don't think somebody's going to seek my house out. But as gun control thickens and increases, and you have the grandfathered in artillery, then years from now, you could be a target when somebody wants that artillery, and they'll know where to go and get it. That makes people nervous. All right? Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a new sleeping pill may be on the way. We're going to go through some of today's headlines pretty quickly for you, where it's supposed to even work better than Ambien and Lunesta. And from what we understand, how it works is your hypothalamus gives off certain little chemicals, I guess, called the orexins. And the orexins go up during the day to keep you awake. They go down at night when you're trying to sleep. Well, these dual orexin receptor antagonists is a new medicine that we have not seen. And what it does is it prevents you from having high orexins, so you're able to fall asleep at night. This should have less side effects than these other medications like Ambien and Lunesta that work on the GABA receptors and benzodiazepines that sedate you. If what it does is it prevents something that already is naturally occurring in your body to rise, then it should be hopefully a little safer than some of these other medicines that could manipulate some of the other neurotransmitters. So from what we understand, the FDA is now evaluating it, and they think that this new medication could possibly be one of the best sleeping medicines out there. So we're going to kind of keep you posted on that coming out. Again, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking about sleep and, how you can, hopefully try to treat insomnia without the medications. But I understand for many of you shift workers out there, it's difficult. And, if you only have a few hours sleep, you need to get to sleep now and you take your chance with the pill. I get it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, apparently a scientist out of Israel has developed a way where women can freeze dry their eggs into a powder while they are waiting to be able to, engage in fertility. They could freeze their eggs, but this freeze-dried powder, so to speak, this freeze-dried powder is something that could be kept at room temperature in the dark. So these women don't have to pay to store their eggs at very expensive places. So, this freeze-dried powder, I guess all it needs to be is rehydrated. What, add water? And I guess, it could be then utilized. So, pretty interesting stuff. We'll keep you posted on that. We had spent a, significant amount of time talking about fingernails. Okay? And what different, fingernails, colorings, and discolorations look like. I urge you to go to our podcast, listen to the first hour of the show, depending on whether you have diabetes or anemia, etc. Different colors can show up, in your nails. Blue, meaning you have some pulmonary issues, dark red heart disease, pale nail beds could be anemia, yellowish could be diabetes, or it could be a fungus. Greenish could be bacteria or like a Pseudomonas growing underneath. Okay, and then a lot of you guys have food under your teeth. Those of you that eat yogurt with your fingers, you got some dried yogurt under your fingernails. So you got to clean those out. But we spent some time talking about nails, and that was a fun one. So please make sure you go to my podcast, first hour of the show, second hour of the show. Now, healthcare costs have been rising, and they now have found that dementia and Alzheimer's is actually topping the list of expenses for medical care over cancer, over heart disease. And as we have more baby boomers, as we have aging people, as we have people outliving their heart disease and their cancer, the dementia seems to be caught, taking one of the biggest chunks out of the financial expenditures of healthcare. Now, it's not so much the medicines that are expensive, it's the skilled nursing. And it's being able to take care of somebody long term. Some people are in these facilities for years. And I'm not sure if it costs $100 a day. That can add up. You thought daycare was expensive. What about skilled nursing facilities? Now, this is going to be a market for people later. We, now that we have more baby boomers, I mean, for those of you thinking about, some sort of a career, right? I mean, I would probably be really thinking about anything that deals with seniors, whether it be hearing loss, whether it be like that squatty potty, ways to sit on the toilet, whether it be, mobile devices, skilled nursing facilities, because remember, we're outliving our bodies now, all right? And, or our bodies are outliving our mind, we're outliving our joints. And they found that they estimated we're going to be spending anywhere from $157 billion to $215 billion a year. Now, of course, preventing dementia would probably be a key. All right, finding the cure to Alzheimer's, I think that would help. Okay, but the money we spend on diabetes, heart disease pales in comparison. But keep in mind, it's still a lot. Okay. Researchers had factored in unpaid care using two different ways to estimate its value. Wages of caregivers and the care would have cost if brought from a provider such as a home health aide. That said, the total annual cost was $41,000 to $56,000 a year for each dementia case. They kind of went into detail of how they came up with that number. To take care of somebody with dementia, almost $50,000 a year. No wonder. I mean, no wonder. And I mean, how many millions of Americans are of senior age? Okay, and as life expectancy increases, and we're seeing more people in their 80s and 90s. So it's, it's something that needs to be addressed. It's something that needs to be considered, especially in light of what's going on with Medicare and Medicaid. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we spent a significant amount of time talking about a law school graduate suing kept his school because he couldn't find a job. He sent out hundreds of applications and didn't get any answers back. Now, is it because there's no law jobs? There's not enough? Does he have a right to sue his school, claiming that 97% of graduates get employed? All right, but some could be employed at Macy's, some could be employed at Target. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get law jobs. You know, are these? Do we have too many people in college? Do we have too many people going to law school? Now, some of us would say, yeah, Dr. Dahlia, we have too many lawyers. Yeah, I'll agree with that. But I guess the job market is pretty tough. Okay? And so we're having people drop anywhere from $100,000 to $200,000 on their education. They come out, they can't get jobs. So we spent some time discussing that, and we discussed how there's a McDonald's in Massachusetts demanding that you need at least 2 years' experience or a bachelor's degree to man its cashier station, right? That's what they're saying, bachelor's degree, okay? I'm not sure why. I'm not sure if they are losing money training. I'm not sure if it's an issue of, who knows, people stealing, and they're hoping that if somebody had a bachelor's degree, they'll be less likely to steal because they want to keep their job and pay for their college education that they got. I don't know. But if you have a bachelor's degree and you haven't found a job yet, this Massachusetts McDonald's may be hiring. Bonus, huh? Yeah, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Then we spent a huge amount of time talking about the Walgreens now offering chronic care. The Walgreens take care clinics now are going to take on your diabetes, your asthma, and your heart disease. Now, this is something I had a real issue with. I'm a huge fan of Walgreens Pharmacy. I use them all the time, refer people to Walgreens Pharmacy. You know, their take care clinics, they do okay. And, you know, the take care clinics, I mean, you know, they give people antibiotic when they need it, you know, some eye drops, etc. I just don't think they have the facilities to take on managing and monitoring diabetes. Okay? And if the take care clinics think that all managing diabetes is looking at a blood sugar and writing out a medication, no. Okay? We need to kind of think laterally. We need to look at heart disease. We need to look at diabetic retinopathy, diabetic nephropathy. A person with diabetes, they should also probably have their testosterone checked. All right? How many of you diabetics have had your testosterone checked for low T? Diabetes can cause decrease in testosterone sensitivity, and you start losing muscle mass, you start losing your testosterone. Many of you have been diagnosed with low testosterone, and then I end up saying, I bet you're pre-diabetic, and you end up, you know, developing diabetes a couple years later. All right? Who is trained enough to take this on? Now, nurse practitioners and PAs are pretty well trained. But if you're not in a facility that allows you to do the proper testing, you could be in trouble. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Take care. God bless.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost.
and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.